You're listening to the Health Report here on RN, ABC News and CBC Radio across Canada. I'm Norman Swan. The fact that breastfeeding leads to lots of good things for babies is very well known. What's perhaps less well known is that women's own health can benefit significantly, especially when it comes to breast cancer prevention. And now it looks as though uterine or endometrial cancer risks are reduced in women who breastfeed, which is particularly important since the numbers of women diagnosed with this tumour have been increasing. Susan Jordan is in our Brisbane studio. Susan is at the QIMR Birkhofer Medical Research Institute. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you.
So why does breastfeeding prevent breast cancer or reduce the risk of it?
I guess the definite answer to that is not really known. There are a couple of theories. One is that it changes the hormones, and so those hormone levels that are different across breastfeeding reduce the risk of breast cancer.
So it's the reduction in estrogen and therefore the drive for the breast tissue to proliferate. That's the theory.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And it's been confusing as to whether or not there is a risk protection from a risk reduction in uterine cancer, so-called endometrial cancer.
Yeah, that's right. So there have been a number of studies that have looked at this association, and some have found no effect of breastfeeding on endometrial cancer. Some have found a reduced risk overall, and some have only found it in women who've breastfed recently. So the results were quite varying, and we wanted to look at that in more detail to try and understand the relationship better.
So how did you do that?
So we undertook a collaborative project with what's called the Epidemiology of Endometrial Cancer Consortium, which is an international group of studies that have been put together to try and understand the causes of cancer of the endometrium, which is the inside lining part of the uterus. Mm-hmm. And so our particular project involved 17 separate studies from around the world, including from the US, Canada, Europe, China, and Australia. And because of that, we were able to include individual data from around 9,000 women who had been diagnosed with endometrial cancer and around 17,000 women without. And all of those women had had at least one baby, so they were able to answer questions on breastfeeding.
And what did you find?
Well, we found a number of things. We started off looking at whether women had ever breastfed at all, and we found that women who had ever breastfed, there was an associated 11% reduction in their risk of developing endometrial cancer. Then we looked at the total duration that women had breastfed for, so that was the sum of all the episodes of breastfeeding.
And just to explain here, what you're describing here in these kind of studies is an association
that's right.
Breastfeeding is linked, and it gets closer to cause and effect if the more you breastfeed, the greater the reduction.
Yes, that's exactly right. So we'd look for those sorts of things in causation.
And?
And what we found was that the longer that women had breastfed, the lower their risk in general of developing endometrial cancer. And we also tried to look at individual episodes of breastfeeding per child. So we thought that was probably a more informative thing to be able to tell women. And what we found there was when we looked at those individual episodes that if you breastfed for less than 3 months, we didn't really see a significant reduction in endometrial cancer. But thereafter, we saw a reduction in risk.
And what was the sweet spot in terms of the length of breastfeeding?
So between about 6 and 9 months is where we started to see that risk starting to plateau. So it was still reducing, but that's where we saw.
So much beyond 9 months,
effect.
You were getting a bit of a benefit, but it wasn't much.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm not sure what you find with repeated episodes of breastfeeding.
So that was per child of breastfeeding. So that should be an effect that goes for each child that you breastfeed.
So two children, is it 22% or does it stay
at
11%? Oh, really?
No.
So for every child, it goes down by 11%?
Yeah, as far as we can tell with our data, yeah.
And of all the women who get endometrial cancer in the community, what proportion could be attributed to lack of breastfeeding?
Well, we did a calculation to look at this, and although it's based on a number of assumptions, including most strongly that this is a causal association that we're seeing, what we found was about 9 to 11% of cases could be attributed to not breastfeeding for more than 6 months.
So if it is cause and effect, and it could be hormones as well, and stimulating the, not stimulating the lining of the uterus.
That's right.
Then 6 to 9 months with every child is a good thing to do.
If you can, it's a great thing to do for both babies and for mums.
And just for the cynics in our audience, of which there are many, or sceptics, you controlled for all the other factors such as obesity.
We certainly did.
Increase the risk of uterine cancer.
We controlled for the number of children women had had, whether they'd used the oral contraceptive pill or not, body mass index, and also levels of education. So we covered a lot of the factors that might influence this association.
Susan, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Susan Jordan is a senior research fellow at the QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute in Brisbane and at the University of Queensland. And we'll have a reference to that article, as we do for most of ours, on the Health Report's website.